If labyrinths are found in so many locations around the world, span a very long history, and many thousands of people have discovered a real purpose for wanting to walk them today, you might reasonably ask why labyrinths have such appeal. What exactly is the purpose of walking a labyrinth, and what happens to a person when they step onto its path? As might already be clear from our brief potted tour of labyrinths in history, there's no single purpose that can be attributed to the labyrinth's lure. Labyrinths have variously been used for celebratory enactments, as is the case with the crane dances performed to recall the victory of Theseus over the Minotaur, as a gathering place for prayer and preparation, as in the case of the Scandinavian fisherfolk that came to ask for protection on their treacherous missions, and as a path for pilgrimage, as in the case of the many pilgrims who came to the great labyrinth at Chartres and elsewhere. Labyrinths have also been attributed as places where games have been played, sacred rituals conducted, and old enemies have come to set aside their differences. Most significantly, and undoubtedly accounting for its popularity in modern times, for what have probably been several millennia, individuals have come to the labyrinth simply to receive its embrace, to detach from the concerns of everyday life, and just to be. The concept of just being is one that's spoken about quite frequently these days, and it's easy to dismiss such a notion as being quite a quaint or even trite idea. For me, allowing ourselves to be means to stop focusing on events that have happened and things that might happen. It means giving up any idea of having to do anything, if only for a moment, just to be conscious that we are breathing and alive. It also means being present, or actually experiencing what is happening in the moment, like noticing the sounds that may be passing by in the background, the play of the wind on our skin, or just observing how we are standing, or whatever posture we may be holding, and our connection with the ground. Being means becoming aware that we inhabit a body, and that we have an inner life too. By opening our bodies to receive and finding our core when we breathe, the labyrinth helps us make connection with this deeper life, which we might all too often give little attention to. Curiously, when we experience what may be quite rare, fleeting moments of being, we seem to lose all sense of physical time. What seems like an instant may actually be much longer when we come to check our watches. Conversely, what may seem to pass over a long time might span only a few minutes on a conventional clock. Walking often seems to bring us into a new kind of awareness. Not only one in which the normal rules of time don't seem to apply, but also one in which we seem to be in a different state of being altogether. As Lauren Artress puts it, when we walk into the path of the labyrinth, a new world greets us. This world is not riddled with splits and divisions between mind and body. Woven within this experience is a new vision of reality. Italian labyrinth enthusiast Gernot Candolini makes a similar point. As a person walks along, she learns to listen to her soul. Walking the labyrinth can involve moments like these, partly because we've taken the decision not to worry about what time is passing, but I believe also that because when we are fully mindful of being, something mystical happens. This is one of the hard-to-explain things that often happens during most forms of meditation, and walking a labyrinth is one way to practice meditation. We've mentioned several other common reasons for walking labyrinths, including for receiving inspiration, assurance, and guidance. It's not uncommon to approach the labyrinth with a particular question in mind, perhaps concerning a matter that may be troubling you, or when you need to take a decision about which course to follow going forward. Keeping a question in mind as you walk toward the labyrinth centre, but not analysing it or tossing over different ideas in your head, is not unusual for a fresh idea to come, or for inspiration to strike. This may not always happen during a walk, but may drop into awareness sometime later, probably when you least expect it.